Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. Fight for your freedom. What can I say about the impeachment hearings? I think they went on 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that. I was fast asleep. And when I was watching a little of it late night, I couldn't tell the difference between the impeachment hearing and Stevie Colbert. Little Stevie, his show is so ideological, I thought I was just watching that, but where's Stevie? I have to say, as a reporter, this is so hard for me because I just can't sit there and listen to it. It's not the partisan blather, it's the repetition. I got it. Everybody's got it. All right? You think, you Democrat managers think that there's some kind of heinous crime committed when a sitting president who's upset about a bogus Russian collusion investigation asks a foreign president to look into possibility that his country was involved in that bogus Russian collusion investigation. You think that's terrible. You think that's a felony. You think he should be booted out. I don't. As an American, I just think it's foolish. But more than that, it's destructive. Mark Penn, Bill Clinton's guy in impeachment, one of his main guys, writes a column on The Hill today. This is a total waste of time. It's bad for the country. And he's right. He's absolutely right. Where's the immigration reform? Where's the healthcare drug price reform? Where's the Social Security Medicare vision? That's going bankrupt. Where's any of it? I got to listen to Adam Schiff and Nadler. And I don't mind the Trump guys. They're just doing what they think is right. And they're just going, what I'm saying, they really didn't do anything. But it's repetition, repetition, repetition. And I'm tired of it. But as a reporter, I have to pay attention to it. Holly the Terror Dog has like fled the house. Nobody I know is watching this. And the television ratings last night were abysmal for it. Americans don't want to watch this. They know. And it's just a division in the country. As I wrote about today, my message of the day, there are three reasons the country's more divided now than at any other time since the Civil War. Three reasons. Read the column. All right? All right, you don't like Trump. Fine. Don't vote for him in November. It's coming up fast. All right, so I'm going to play you two sound bites on this impeachment thing. The first one is a brawl that the Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, the Chief Justice, scolded all of the people in the Senate about. Roll it.
Only guilty people try to hide evidence. So I guess when President Obama instructed his attorney general to not give information, he was guilty of a crime. That's the way it works, Mr. Nadler?
The president's counsel has no standing to talk about lying.
He's been making false allegations against the president. The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you.
All right, so Justice Roberts, hey, knock it off, okay? Just let's get to the facts, let's get through it. The second soundbite is from President Trump today in Switzerland. He's back already in the USA. But before he left Switzerland, he said this. Go.
I would rather go the long way. I would rather interview Bolton. I would rather interview a lot of people. The problem with John is that it's a national security problem. You know, you can't have somebody who's at national security. And if you think about it, John, he knows some of my thoughts. He knows what I think about leaders. What happens if he reveals what I think about a certain leader and it's not very positive and that I have to deal on behalf of the country? It's going to be very hard. It's going to make the job very hard. He knows other things. And I don't know if we left on the best of terms. I would say probably not, you know.
All right, so that's a very measured and very important statement. And President Trump's explaining, look, I can't let my counsel and my national security people go into the Senate under oath and speak about our private conversations. That's what executive privilege is. Can't hand over documents, all right, that we have crafted. You elected me to be president. I'm being president. I seek advice. I write things down. We can't give that out. That's classified information. That is a very measured and rational position, and I was happy to see it. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Mexico. So last year, the Mexican authorities tell us there were 34,582 murders in that country. 34,582. I believe that number is double that, about 70,000. That's based on law enforcement agents that tell me a lot of people disappear. They're not counted. A lot of people die. They say it's natural causes when it isn't. The drug cartels are doing it. So Mexico's a population of 126 million. Okay? USA population, 330 million. Plus a lot of illegal aliens from Mexico. Murders in 2018, we don't have the numbers for 19 yet. 16,214, less than half of what Mexico, who has two-thirds less population. Mexico, a dangerous place. The president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, can't control the cartels. Now, you remember that Donald Trump said, you can't control them, we'll control them, we'll designate them terrorists, and we'll blow them up like we did with Soleimani. But then that went away. Why did it go away? I told you why. I told you why. A deal was made, private deal between President Trump and Obrador. And that deal was you will not allow migrants from Central America, Mexico, to come through your country and besiege our borders. And that's exactly what's happened. So another caravan came up from Honduras. The Mexican army turned them back. And the few that got through were rounded up by the federales, put on planes and flown back to Honduras at Mexico's expense. Now, Mexico never would have done that had not Donald Trump said, hey, we'll take care of your cartels. Now, the question is, why wouldn't Obrador want the United States to help him wipe out the drug cartels? I would want it if I were president of Mexico because of machismo. The Yankees make the Mexican government look bad. That's what it's about. So Donald Trump made this deal. He said to Obrador, you stop these caravans and we'll not designate the cartels terrorists, terror groups. And we'll make that Mexican deal. That Mexican deal happened. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Okay, so let's go some mail. Sandra Haig, Pickerington, Ohio. Bill, thank you so much for letting us know what we need to know about impeachment. I turned it on for literally 2 minutes. I had to bail. Adam Schiff is one scary dude. I just can't. I'm sorry. It's not partisan. If Adam Schiff were in Star Wars, I wouldn't go. He could be a Wookiee. Andrew, concierge member. Thank you, Andrew. Remember concierge membership. It's a lot of fun. Too much politics involved in skin color. Perfect observation, Bill. There's too much money to be made from it, too, in some precincts. But, you know, the Sharpens and people like that, they make money. But a lot of politics. And that's why we're pitted against each other, primary reason. Rusty Dersh, Lakewood, Colorado. My wife and I enjoyed your conversation with Alexander Green the other day. We hope to see him often. Talked about forced technology transfers in China. Could you explain? If you do business in China, and you're a high-tech company, and you're selling your gizmos to be bought in Beijing and Hong Kong and others, the Chinese government says, hey, you got to tell us how those gizmos work. So we can have those gizmos, and we don't need yours. That's what it's about. Crazy Horse, Killing Crazy Horse, May 12th. Re-up, sign up for premium concierge membership. Get it free, get it first. You'll like it. Killing Crazy Horse. I'm working on the illustrations now. Book is really coming together. Exciting book. See you tomorrow.